Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to Giggles and Chat with Dr. V. Tonight, I have a very special guest. Let me tell you briefly about her. She's going to help me discuss me time, because you know we all need that. She's the mother of one terrific daughter, KB. She's a singer. She's an educator. She's a motivator. She's a lover of God. She's an expertise in math, y'all. I might need her to balance my checkbook. She's an educational consultant, so if you need some tutoring, holler at your girl. She's a wonderful friend, and she's an awesome sister to me. Ladies and gents, I present to you Dr. Stephanie Hart. Oh, I forgot, y'all. She's a motivational speaker. Hey, Steph.
Hi.
How are we?
Doing great.
Good. Now, you know, we have been talking about me time. And you know I can't sing, but you know that chorus about, I need some me time. You know I can't sing. But I've been really thinking about me time. And I've been thinking about our culture and how we really don't fully understand me time, especially women. And two questions came to mind when I was thinking about it. How can women, are actually men too, get in the habit of having consistent me time?
Now, the question you asked, the key word in your question was consistent.
Right.
And that's difficult. It really is. However, it's so important that you make yourself a priority. It's not selfish. It's necessary. And I think the thing is that a lot of times we feel bad or we feel guilty when we start taking out time for ourselves.
I like that. It's not selfish.
It's necessary. However, and like you said, as women, we've been created to nurture. So it's in our nature to take care of others. And that's what we do all the time. We spend so much time taking care of others till we forget. But then you have to condition yourself. If you start out once a month and say, today is about me. Because if you don't take care of you, everybody else that you take care of will begin to suffer.
I like that. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm so big on making sure I get these old toes of mine done. But sometimes I'd be like, I need to do more than just get my toes done. You know, and then when I'm walking, because I'm a people watcher, and I just look at the faces of people, and I'm like, she needs some me time. You know, that's powerful, you know, because we don't do that enough. And, you know, I thought my me time would be just reading a book, you know, or giving a book review or doing something. But I realized I need to do more. And I saw a quote that said, me time should focus solely on yourself with no distraction. We don't do that because I know for me, I'm trying to put the phone down. I'm trying not to be on Facebook. I'm trying to just be like, you know what? It's about me. But then why do women do not fully invest in me time?
Here again, we have taken care of others so long. We always, and I know you a lot like me. We gotta make sure everybody else is okay.
Well.
And then when we do that, then we feel like that's satisfying us.
True.
As long as somebody else is happy. And then I asked the question, a mother asked me this, a mother in church asked me this, what makes you happy?
Good.
And my answer was making sure that Chris is taken care of. And she said, nope. What makes you happy that is not connected to anybody else?
Wow, that's powerful.
And I had to think, that stumped me. Like, she said, what do you do for you? And I had to, when I thought about it, when I go in the store, as much as I can say I'm going in the store for me, but then I always end up, oh, Chrissy needs this, Chrissy needs that. Or we thinking about what somebody else needs. So, I had to get to the point where if it was a movie I wanted to see, I'm getting in my car and I'm going.
Awesome. Stay tuned for part 2 in 3 seconds. Hey, hey, everybody. I'm back with Dr. Hart, and we're going to continue with me time. I know we was getting so good into it. It was that red flash was counting down really fast, but now we back. So hold on. The second question that we were discussing was, why do women do not fully invest in me time? And stop. Finish elaborating on that, because you said something powerful.
One thing I know is that we don't fully invest in our me time because we start to feel guilty. And because our happiness is tied to somebody else or making sure that somebody else is okay, then we forget that if we're not okay, it affects everybody else. So I had to do, this is something I started doing even with my money, with my tithes. And this is something my daddy told me. Pay the Lord, you do your 10%, but you need to pay yourself. So you pay the Lord, then pay yourself. So I decided I'm going to give my time to others, but then I'm going to give my time to me. And once you start getting in the habit of doing that, it becomes easier. And then you learn the power of no. I'm still working on it, but it's some power in no.
That's not a word I use.
I know. I know. And I'm not good at it, but I'm working on it.
Giggles and chat, y'all.
Because I'm becoming more conscious of it.
Right.
Like, stretching yourself. People, because when you do so much, people are always going to ask you to do something.
Yeah.
But then you got to I'm not going to be able to do that one today. Not today. Maybe next time. Keep me in mind for the next time. But today is my time.
Right.
So you, just like you pay your tithes, pay yourself, give others your time, give yourself some time. And you got to make it a habit.
You know, Shonda Rhimes had in her book, the Book of Yes. And, you know, she mentioned about how she had to get to that stage of saying yes to herself. And I thought that was powerful. And I guess that's what really made me think about me time. And one word that she used consistently throughout her book was so what. And I thought that was very powerful because she was like, so what if I didn't go to this party, you know?
Right.
So what if I didn't make it to a dance, you know? I can do that, you know? What is something that you can encourage the audience out there that's listening about fully investing in consistent me time?
Find a way. When I was on the choir, when I was directing the choir at Claflin, when I was in college, thing I used to tell them is, I don't care how you get this note out, you better dig it out your pinky toe. I don't care. I don't care where it gotta come from. I don't care where your energy comes from. When we're singing, I need you to give it off to the people. The people need to know that you believe what you're singing about. Same thing. I don't care where you find it, how many no's you have to give out, but you got to find that time. Find the time for you, and then decide what really makes you want to invest in you that's not connected to anybody else.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
It can't be connected to mom, dad, children, nobody else. Take care of you.
Makes me come to that thought, connect with you.
Connect with you.
Dr. Hart, my dear sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for giggling and chatting with me tonight.
Oh.
It has been awesome. And I really hope that the listeners take something from this. I know I have. And I am going to work on paying myself.
That's right.
I'm going to pay myself that
10%. Pay yourself, honey. You make it. You get out there and make it.
Can that be a part of my consistent me time?
It can be.
Me time budget.
That's right. That'll work. That'll work because then you have stuff. You have something to do with your me time.
You got that right. Ladies and gents, we're signing off. Peace, love, and happiness. This is Giggles and Chat with Dr. V. With my very special guest, Dr. Hart. Tell him bye, Dr. Hart.
Bye.
Have a good evening, guys.
Hey, Dr. V. I just finished listening to your podcast. Awesome podcast with your guest, Ms. Dr. Hart. I think you guys pointed out very good points, especially about me time. I used to be in that same place, you know, giving of your time for everyone else and forgetting about you. But I had to learn sometimes that everyone else is fine. It's me who needs to make sure I'm good. So I always take personal time out for myself. I don't care what it is. It could be something small as far as buying me a shirt, getting my nails done, anything simple that allows me to just do my own thing. So again, great podcast, guys. Hope to hear from you later.
Dr. V, this is Marlo Prelo, speaker, author, mentor, and I just want to thank you so much for reviewing I Ain't Going to College. It was just a complete pleasure to hear the review, as well as the time that I spent, you know, working on the project. Just a true reflection of, you know, who I am, the things that I went through. And if one young person will read the book, well, actually, if anyone reads the book and makes the decision that, you know what, this is something I can do, having a better plan for my life once I graduate from high school, or even just changing the situation that I'm currently in, if one person reads the book and has that takeaway, then, you know, I will be totally ecstatic, and I feel like, well, you know, I will have achieved the goal that I wanted to reach. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Peace.
What up? It's Positive Gaming. Thank you for that favor. Really appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
Dr. V, this is Marlo Prelo calling in. I think that your podcast is awesome, and I'm going to be checking out Flipping the Switch. Because I definitely want to learn more, you know, about some of those topics that you're discussing. So hopefully you'll get my message, and we'll continue to stay in touch. Great job. Keep up the good work. Awesome.